Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
All right, it is Baby Friday. It's practically the holiday weekend. I want to know what you're doing. Are you cooking out on this Memorial Day weekend? You can always let me know. In the meantime, want to give, you know, a big shout out to the queen, the big O, Oprah, donating $12 million to help people affected by COVID-19. And here's the cool thing about it. You know, Oprah moved around to a couple of different cities. She really made her name in Chicago. She is spreading this money around to the cities that she has lived in, including her home city, Kosciuszko, Mississippi, real small town. That's her birthplace. But Chicago, Baltimore is getting some of that money.
Yes.
And also Nashville, where she went to college. So good on you. And speaking of Baltimore, I know, right? Using that wealth for good. Speaking of Baltimore, though, it has come out and said, the leadership of the city said, guess what? We're shutting Charm City down until August 31st.
Wow.
We're not having any big events, period. Don't ask us about it.
Hey.
4th of July is canceled. No Artscape, which I do love that arts festival in Baltimore. But they're just not taking the chance, so they're shutting it down till August 31st.
If I'm honest, I like that, but that's me.
Just to know what's up, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. The CDC. So Fox 5 had an exclusive interview with one of the heads over there at the CDC, and some real interesting things came out of it. First of all, we might be wearing a mask until next year. That's what they say. They just say that probably just for, you know, to protect other people, just you're wearing a mask. That's probably the guidance.
Okay.
You know, they haven't really come out and said, this is what we're doing, period, because they can't really, you know, legislate it like that. But that's the guidance.
So the mask is on here to stay.
The mask, at least, they say, for the next year. And it's not to protect yourself necessarily, but others in case you're a carrier.
And please get them mints to protect yourself from your own breath. Because I'm killing myself.
Some good news for D.C. You know, 10 days of a continued decline in these numbers. So the mayor is looking at possibly reopening the district on May 29th into phase one, if that's the case. And the last thing on the CDC, now they say this is a big change. They have adjusted the website to say the virus does not spread easily on surfaces or objects. It primarily spreads person to person. It's too many.
Man.
This is the problem. It's too many sort of conflicting. Yeah. So anyway, look, do what you need to do. Wash your hands. Protect yourself. That's what's on my timeline.
CDC stands for can't decide
anything.
Thanks,
yeah.
Sean.
The other word, the C word.
Mm-hmm. Coming up, Ask Allison right here on WHUR.
Live from Al Mar Meta, it's Allison Seymour and Mark Clark. Social distancing on 96.3 WHUR.